Got a DM from Ashley at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I don't want to sound crazy here, but I need to know if my boyfriend's gift is a sign that we're over.
Okay.
I know that sounds crazy, but let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for about 2 years, have taken gift giving seriously.
Okay.
We've both taken pride in our ability to get something meaningful for each other for Christmas, birthdays, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me preface this by saying that I have zero interest in space, the planets, star signs, etc.
Okay.
My boyfriend bought me a star and named it after me.
A star?
I don't want to sound ungrateful, but this is lame.
Sorry, that hit me.
There's a gazillion stars, and he basically gave me a piece of paper with numbers as coordinates on it with the star on it that says Ashley.
It's like, great, it's that one right there. Can't you see it?
That's odd. Is it just me, or did that feel like a non-gift?
Okay.
So I told my friend of mine what he got me. She told me it's because he's getting ready to break up with me.
Oh, gosh.
She told me that her boyfriend got her a flea market painting of a forest scene with a log cabin in it. She hates the outdoors, and a few weeks later, yep, he broke up with her.
Oh, wow.
She says it's gift to only fulfill the, quote, obligation, but it's not from the heart, and to start watching for other signs. So now I'm all up in my head about it. I guess we haven't really done much together the past few weeks, but he's been busy and I've been busy. And if this were the only thing, maybe I wouldn't be messaging you all, but the star plus the fact that he's been kind of distant for a few weeks has me worried.
Oh, gosh.
Is this his subtle sign that he's moving on, or am I freaking out about nothing? Thank you.
Wow.
Ooh.
Like, we took the key.
Yeah.
And we just opened up her brain and we got a chance to see her internal thoughts.
It's like a constellation.
It's like a constellation in there.
And I agree. Like, if she was an absolute, like, astronomy nut, you know, and she loved looking at the stars, and maybe that was something that they did together.
Yeah.
Like maybe they on dates would go and look at the stars.
Yeah, sure. Right.
That kind of thing.
Right.
That gift would make sense. But she says, nope.
Yeah.
That's not my wheelhouse.
If she's never brought up space, the stars, anything like that, and then he's like, hey, I named a star after you. Here you go.
That feels like an, oh crap, I have to get her something.
Here's a piece of paper with your coordinates on it.
Yep, that's your star. I wonder how much.
I was going to say, how much does it actually cost?
Let me ask. How much does it cost to buy
star registration? Hang on, star registration.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, hang on.
It's not just giving me like a price.
Right. There's personalized gift packages.
Listen.
On this starnameregistry.org. Name a star.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. So the digital e-gift, you get an entry into the registry located with our app, digital certificate, instant email delivery was $29.95.
All right.
It sounds like that was the package he went for. Or you could spring for a gift folder for $39.95 if you want to go big time. Frame and gift box for $69.95, but it sounds like he went the $29.95 route.
Okay, yeah. Piece of paper, coordinates. Here you go.
That sounds like he might have forgotten the occasion was coming up. And needed to get something quick.
I mean, but is it a sign that he is like
checking out?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't know. That's the whole question. That's the whole reason. Because again, her friend's story does
checks
sound
out
similar.
Yeah, yeah. It's
and
like,
that's what happened.
It's like, hey, I got this painting of a forest scene. It's
like, from a thrift a flea right, market.
Right. It's like,
it's a thrifted.
Happy birthday. Did you paint it? No.
Nope. Is that something that you really, really enjoy? You love forest scenes? Nope. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So, yeah.
Oh,
this one's hard.
Yeah.
To
it's kind of, you're right. It is. It's kind of hard to like sort of unpack and figure out like what the real meaning behind it is.
I mean, another Ashley on text said, I think it's a cute gift. A bad gift is an alarm clock. And then being told, I thought you could leave this here at my place because he doesn't have one. I'd take a dang star over that.
Alarm clock.
Yeah.
Okay. So was the alarm clock maybe the, our other listener Ashley's case, was that the sign that it was over?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. So
not
that,
sure.
I wasn't like the last ditch, like, okay, this is it.
You know what, Ashley? I think she might be missing the point of the alarm clock. He said you could leave this at my place because he doesn't have one.
Oh, well, see,
he's really just buying himself an alarm clock then.
I
but it was kind of like, ooh, you can keep your stuff at my place. That's kind of a big statement. But
yeah, a little bit.
If he didn't have one, he just needed one.
Yeah, he just needed one.
He said you could use it.
Do you have a subtle sign that your relationship was over? Like, was there something that, all right, looking back, you're like, oh, okay, yeah.
I think all of this is just going to pile up and lead Ashley down the path that her relationship is over.
Is over.
which really, I think she needs a few more signs. Yeah, they've been a little distant. So I think maybe she needs to, first and foremost, like, make a pledge to spend more time together. Like, let's make a date.
Right.
See how he acts when you guys are together. If he starts to act distant when you're together, then I would start to worry.
Hey, thanks again for that star. I'm going to take it out and like, what do you do with it?
You say, let's go outside and look at my star tonight.
Let's
together.
Go.
Let's grab some wine and look at my star.
It's cloudy. Well, crap.
Dang, can't see my gift tonight. Yeah.
Can't wait to see that. Oh, look, it's looking good tonight. Look at that thing.
It's especially bright.
I can see it right there.
I can totally tell it's my star because it totally looks
like
me.
If you're going to get me a star, it better be a constellation. I want Orion.
Yes. Yes.
You name Orion after me.
Get me the Big Dipper. That's the only way I'm going to be happy.
All right. 502-795-1997 if you got anything to add. Thank you, Ashley. Not sure if we've helped or not, but, you know, that's what we do here on the show. What were the subtle signs, looking back, that your relationship might have been over? We got this message from Ashley. Ashley, who was like, I got a star.
Which is basically a little piece of paper that with coordinates said, this is your star. And we looked it up, probably cost about $29.95.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's feeling like, you know what? I've never been a super fan of space or the stars, so this seemed a little out of left field from him. And so now my friend was all telling me that, yeah, he's probably about to break up with you.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think?
Yeah, Natalie, what happened to you?
I had that experience a few years back. I dated this guy for 4 years, and he lived out of town, so he went home for Christmas to be with his parents. And when he came back, he brought me a Christmas present all nice and wrapped up, and it was a coffee mug with the $4.95 price tag on the bottom from the city that he went to.
Oh.
And that was it.
and then how long after that gift did the axe drop?
A couple months.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of strung me along and quit returning my calls, and that was it.
Oh.
Yeah. So Natalie, you're kind of thinking, you know, Ashley, there may be something to that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Listen, if you go to the comments on Facebook, they're dishing out a little bit of tough love.
Are they less than sympathetic to
They're less
Ashley?
Than sympathetic. Betty says, have you considered that every time he looks at the stars, he thinks of how much he loves you? He sounds like a romantic at heart. I'm not sure you deserve him. You sound shallow. Joyce says, I think it's romantic. It's literally not about the gift. It's the thought behind it. It's a gift that keeps on giving until the star burns out. Absolutely beautiful. If you think it's over because of that, then maybe you're the one that wants it to be over. Amanda says, if he's not, he should. You sound like an ungrateful brat. I think it's a cool gift, personally.
Oh, wow.
Morgan says, I don't want to sound ungrateful, but this is lame. You do, in fact, sound ungrateful. I'd never understand people being so materialistic. He could have done nothing, but he didn't, and you still aren't happy. Okay.
There's
a few different opinions.
There's a couple. There's a couple. Couple
that are on team. The star is a great gift.
Now, Kelly. Okay. All right, Kelly.
Yeah.
You get a gift.
Yeah.
You know, you just had a birthday.
Yeah.
You open up a little. Actually, you don't open anything up. You get handed a piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's like, look up. There's your gift. It's a star.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling something, right?
I am.
I am too.
I am. And we're just dating, right? A couple years. We're dating.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. I would say that is a unique gift.
Is that what you would say to the guy?
Oh. Unique.
Now, right?
That is not your typical gift. That's what I would say. I wouldn't initially think that this is my lovely parting gift and he's breaking up with me.
So now every time you look up in the sky, you can think that there is you amongst all the other stars.
I think it needs to come with an explanation like that. Like why did he think this would be an incredibly touching gift to give you? I think if it comes with that, like, hey, I was just looking at the stars and they sparkle,
I thought of you,
just like your eyes. Or I wanted to look up in the sky and just feel like I'm close to you, no matter where I'm at. You're right there, that's your star.
Not, I saw an ad on Instagram and I thought, oh crap, your birthday's tomorrow.
Right. And I can easily do the boop, 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 click, click, $29.95, great.
All right,
and then
done.
Print it out.
Done.
And there you go. Yes.
All right. Well, Ashley,
it's all in perspective.
It is
how you look at it, and we've got a lot of perspective in the comments on Facebook.
Yeah. So, Ashley, you know, look. Natalie, she said, "Hey, that might be actually real because she experienced that and got that." So you know, not everybody on Facebook. Listen, and Facebook is a cesspool as it is anyway. So
most everybody
on Facebook is negative. So keep that in mind. And that's,
you know, John says this. Here's a thought. Ask him about the gift. Not all gifts are going to be home runs. He's going to miss every now and then. Ask any couple who've been together for a number of years. They'll tell you some gifts from their significant others were flops. It happens. Seems to me you're expecting perfection from someone who is inherently imperfect.
There you go.
So just ask him, hey, sweetie, thank you for the star. What inspired you? Do that.
Yeah.
What inspired you?
What inspired you? All right.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, we'll leave it at that. Good luck, Ashley. Keep us posted. And when I look up in the sky, I'll think of you. Okay.
I'm going to try to pick out which one I think is you.
That's right. I'm going to point at it here and just tonight.
Let us know if you get broken up.
If it's right. Yeah.